Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's never the underdog. It's never the underdog.
What's up, Duke fans? Welcome to the Devil's Den podcast. I'm your host, Josh Smith. Got Chew with me today. Raul's still a little under the weather, so shouts to him. Hope he gets back recovered. Can join us here next time. But wanted to go ahead and get this up. Duke survives Notre Dame in South Bend, 67-59. Had another big time performance from Mark Mitchell, so we'll talk a little bit about that. Chew, kind of a pretty bad game, right? Like, this is a game that, like, if Duke's not playing and I'm not watching this, like, it's a slugfest. It's super sloppy. At times when I was watching it, man, it almost felt like if you listen to a podcast or you watch a YouTube video on like 0.75 speed, right? Like, it was just this weird, like, neither team was really running, but we're still like forcing turnovers somehow or turning the ball. I don't know, man. Just got a weird vibe from it. Your overall takeaway before we just kind of jump into some talking points here, you know, the road struggles have kind of been, you know, talked about. I think prior to this game, John was 4-8 in road games. I hear the people saying that all road games are tough, but man, this is not a good Notre Dame team, right? Like, we talked about that. There were 6-8. I don't know, man. What's kind of your concern level? To me, it's just that argument of like it's a road game in the ACC just is a little flat for me, considering the ACC is just not what it's been for the last 10, 15, 20 years ago, right? Like, back then, sure, all these games are tough games. Now these aren't really good teams. And if you're judging it from like, I want my team to be a contender, they were number two in the preseason, we have dreams of making it to Phoenix. A little concerning struggling with Notre Dame. I don't know. What'd you think?
I mean, I guess there's two ways of looking at it. You know, this team lost to what, like, UNC Wilmington, or was it Wilmington that beat them, or whoever? You know, they've lost to a couple of teams that obviously aren't ACC caliber, and you wonder, is like, all right, is it they don't get up for those games? And obviously Duke comes to town, and that's, you know, a big marquee matchup, so you want to play your best. You can look at it that way, or you can look at it as just Duke came out flat, like you had said in the thread, just like, we didn't game plan. Slow start from Flip again, which is concerning. You know, it's a road environment, but like you said, we're the more talented team, the better team, and it just didn't. It was a sloppy game. I mean, yeah, the turnovers, the rebounding that we couldn't control the boards. We'll get into all that, but yeah, just not a fun one to watch. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I want to talk about Mark. I want to give him his own little segment here, but first, just because it has been such a theme, and you mentioned it. I asked you last week, or whenever we did that last one after the Cuse game, about, you know, concern level about Flip and the slow starts. Another one, man. And this time it didn't really translate to a big second half. Like, he was okay in the second half. I thought he was better in the second half. But still, he finishes 2 of 12, just never really seemed to get comfortable. I don't know, man. I don't want to go like DEFCON 5 on this, but at the same time, it's like, okay, it's clearly a trend. And the concern for me comes from, I'm assuming him and the staff both recognize it and are like trying to address it and trying to figure it out and just not. And so that to me is a bit concerning. What are you making of this, man? Like, Flip's too good, especially against a Notre Dame team, to go in there and play like that. Like, Do you think something's going on? You think he's hitting a little bit of a wall, having to play the five is just starting to wear and tear on him a little bit? Like, what are you making of this?
I mean, that could be it. We talked about that before the season. Like, you know, he took a beating last year, and that was playing the four, and you're playing the five now. Obviously, I mentioned the struggles rebounding tonight, you know, defensive rebounding especially. So I think it could be a combination of playing the five, playing more minutes that, like, we're relying on him, and it's just wearing on him. I don't know. It's not been great. It's not what I expected it to be. And he's shown flashes. I know he's got it in him. Just like to see more consistency from him.
Yeah. You
know, 7 points out there. What do you have in Syracuse? 12, finished with 12, maybe.
They were all in the second half.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, look, we expect him to be an All-American. He's got to show us he can play like an All-American.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, to me, I think Duke men's basketball tweeted out like 14-3 run to end the half. And it's like, but we're up two, right? Like, that tells the story right there. Yeah, you know, and maybe it is just January, you know, like Flip's just kind of going through it. I have faith that he'll find it and figure it out. But I think if we're wanting to hit this ceiling, we need a little bit more from that, right? I mean, now shouts to Mark. And that's a good segue because he's kind of really picked up the slack here these last two games. Turned around and doubled up from basically what he did last game and had his career high and just kind of pushes that out of the water. I mean, we've talked about rebounding. We've talked specifically about Mark's rebounding. Dude had 14 tonight. Yeah. You know, like, that's the mark right there. 23 points, hits both of his threes. So that was that was huge just to get
the key threes.
Yep. Get that off his back a little bit. 144 offensive rating, which is outstanding. What are we seeing from Mark here, man? Like, is this now we got two games in a row where it's big time, especially the way he was attacking that space, right? Like, they left him open up there, but he knows it. And now he's starting to like embrace it or be comfortable with it. And I really love that little, like, no hesitation, like two dribble pull up, splash the midi, right? Just free throw line jumper money. Shot both of those threes just like that was a design play almost.
No hesitation. I like it from the top of the key, to be honest with you, because I think I mentioned it from the last pod in the Syracuse. His shots, they don't miss like often left or right. They're just short or long.
Right.
You know, especially when he's shooting them in the corner. So, I mean, from top of the key, you know, it's not as short as from the corner, but I mean, he doesn't have any problem with the strength to get it there. Right. So, like, get it online and maybe you creep it over the rim and hits the backboard and falls in. But, you know, to his credit, he knocked down 2 of 2 tonight. And that, you know, the second one was huge.
Yeah. We also get a better chance of offensive rebounding some of those misses if it's top of the key, right? Because you're right. If he's missing like hard and he hits back iron, then that's coming off. Flip should be around the rim somewhere, or like some of the guards can maybe crash and get a little bit of that. You know, one thing that we did continue to do really well is make free throws. Shouts to Jeremy Roach for being 9 of 9 and just Mr. Clutch. Another big time game from Roach. And he keeps doing this kind of just quietly within spurts throughout the game, right? Like, he has 18 tonight, hits all of his free throws, had 6 rebounds, only 1 turnover in a game where we had more turnovers than assists, which isn't super ideal against Notre Dame. Those two guys really carried us, though, right? It's like Roach, Mark, and then everybody else was just like, did we prepare for this? Did we watch film of this? Did we not get off the plane? Did we hit the Irish bar last night? Like, what's happening here?
It's just a different than the last couple. The ball movement wasn't there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So 10 assists, so 11 turnovers. I mean, it was a lot more one-on-one, just, you know, and a lot of it was, you know, we missed some shots too. There were some shots that didn't go in off a couple of nice looks, but overall, yeah, just not what we've been seeing, especially only score 60. What did we finish with?
67.
67 after we've put up 80 something, I feel like, in the last couple games.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep. I mean, we've scored 86. We scored 106 on Queens, but, you know, put 78 on Baylor. You know, like 89 on Hofstra, 80 on Charlotte. Like, we've been able to score in this winning streak. Tonight was not that. I guess if you want to say, you know, hey, it's nice to be able to still get a road win when you can't. Sure.
A mucked up win. That's what it was. We just never went on like there wasn't even like spurt or big run, you know. Well, I guess we went on what, the 14-2
or, but it was so like long. Yeah. Like it wasn't like a 2 minute, like a minute and a half, 14-3, like boom, putting up points, right? It was this like 7 minute, like Notre Dame just forgot how to play basketball for 7 minutes or whatever, and we kind of slogged our way through it. You know, I did think this is a tough game from Tyrese, you know, just couldn't find it, wasn't really doing a whole lot. Didn't shoot the ball a ton. All of his threes were like open and they looked pretty good, and it just, we couldn't hit them. Like you're talking about going on those runs. McCain shoots 9 threes tonight, which I don't really have a problem with. I've seen some people kind of, you know, this kid's been on fire. And once he starts kind of getting, you know, starts to feel it, it's like, dude, just find him. He hits two in the second half, I believe, again. Some were a little quick trigger, right? Like there was like one in the corner that was like, that's a kind tight of
fading
one.
Away.
Yeah, too, that's a tough know, one, dude. Like that's
get a little bit more on balance.
Yeah. Rim finishing though is just still
brutal.
I don't know, man.
You have the one and one that I don't know if I mentioned right before the half. He
that gave us the lead, right? Or that put us up
that
three.
That tied it.
And then, yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
Blake's got the deflection. Mark got it fouled, hit the free throws. We're up 29-27 at half.
Okay. Okay. Bench didn't do a whole lot. You know, it's really just Tyrese that you're hoping for to do something off the bench for you at this point. Unfortunately, that wasn't there. Was able to bleed a few minutes from Ryan there. Not the best of games from him. He did have two offensive rebounds, I guess, which is, you know, not nothing, but the three turnovers and the one that we had talked about offline, that like the rebound /handoff was.
Yeah.
And
I have those. Yeah. Well,
I guess it was like a few minute stretch there where he did that, and then like Foster went up for a rebound. Like Flip could have got the rebound, and it looked like Foster's like momentum kind of carried him into it, and then just turned it right over into an and one. It's like. Yeah. You know, just some rookie mistakes maybe there. I don't know, man. Before this game, I was kind of clamoring for like, all right, just time for Proctor to get back in the starting lineup. And Foster didn't really prove to me why that shouldn't be the case, but Proctor definitely didn't prove to me why it shouldn't be either. Like, what are you making? I think that's kind of been a discussion point. What are you making of this lineup? At some point, Tyrese has got to get back in the starting lineup, right? Like, he's the sophomore. He's the guy, like... What do you think the delay's been, I guess?
I mean, I guess it's like, hey, you know, you've been out and we've been playing pretty good. So
sure.
We don't want to, you know, throw that off. But at the same time, I thought down the stretch, maybe tonight he should have been in, especially when they were going to foul. You know, Foster went to the ball. I don't want to pick on Foster, but he's not our best free throw shooting guard, right?
Right.
I don't know why Jeremy didn't go or why we didn't have Tyrese in the game right there. Didn't end up, you know, biting us in the end, so it's water under the bridge. But, I don't know. I think Proctor's going to have to assert himself and get back in for us to reach our ultimate ceiling as a team this year.
Yeah. And, you know, they gave TJ a little bit of early burn, and then I don't think you saw him again. No Sean Stewart tonight. Blake's played 9 minutes, which I didn't feel like he was out there that much because I was actually kind of – you know, to me, I was hoping he'd play a little bit more, especially when Foster and Proctor are both struggling like this and Notre Dame's just turning the ball over like crazy. It's like, dude, throw Jalen Blake's in and just let him get some pick sixes and just run and let's get out and run, because chaos, we could not score in the half court well, like, because they were just kind of playing the sag off man and saying, beat us from three, and we could not pretty much, right? Like, we took 26, made 8, 31%, not...
We made 9. They counted that one.
That's true. That's the Roach offensive.
That was one of the worst things I've seen.
Yeah.
So what did Roach finish with? 8. So we really should have had 21.
Yeah, it should have had 21. So
yeah, because that was egregious. Whoever made that call, I don't know what ref it was, but that was egregious.
And Roach just got, you know, he went to the line 9 times. But it feels like for a senior, man, like he really hasn't gotten like a favorable whistle, right? Like even in the Cuse game, like he goes up for that layup, like looked like he clearly got hit on the arm, nothing. Kind of need my senior to get some of those calls, you know, like, come on now.
Sure.
But, you know, it is what it is here. At the end of the day, you take the road win, and I think you just kind of, you live with it, but... I don't know, man. I'm not buying into it.
Doesn't make me feel great for the one upcoming.
Yeah.
It's going to be a step up in competition when we go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and Pitt's not played super great lately, but they're still probably like they're like 100 and so spots ranked ahead of Notre Dame on KenPom. So I think there's a little bit of room for concern there, or cause for at least a little bit, especially if we start slow. But before we jump into that, let's take a little quick break here and then we'll look ahead to Pittsburgh.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, well, we kind of started talking about Pitt, so I guess we'll just go ahead and lump that in and just kind of chalk this one up to be thankful for the win. Didn't play great and, you know, got out of there with the dub, so we'll take that one. But Pittsburgh also, I think, just got their, they beat Louisville 83-70. I think that's their first conference win, I want to say, because they had lost two prior to that. Pitt's still been fine overall this year. They've been 10-5. They don't do anything particularly like great. You know, their offense is sitting around 73rd on KenPom. Defense is solid. They're a top 50 defensive team. One thing that they do really do well, though, and if Raul was here, he would love this because he loves to talk about 3-point defense, and it's just kind of such a fluky measurable stat. But so far, Pitt has been elite at it. Like, they're only allowing 27% from three, which is 8th in the country. So they don't allow opponents to make a lot of threes, and they take and make a ton of threes, you know, like 32, I think, percent or 45% of their shot attempts are threes, you know, so that, like, that's a lot.
And their best player, Blake's going to, he's going to get 10 threes up.
Yeah.
Blake Henson, yeah.
Yeah. And you talk about being able to play five out and unlock that. Pitt is able to unlock that a little bit. Now, of course, you know, Blake just was like 2 for 50 against Carolina doing it, right? But on the season, like you just said, he's made 51 threes. He shot 125 of them, and he's making them at a 41% clip. That's dangerous. That's dangerous, dude, because he's going to get us outside. I haven't watched a ton of them. Do you know if he's their starting five, or are they starting the Diaz Graham kid?
Yeah,
their guy the with him. Yeah. They're shot. Yeah. And even yeah, he can fun. Space it. He can space it too. But the numbers for Blake, man, are wild. Like 125 3-point attempts from a 6'8 forward. No one, I mean, the freshman kid, the Carlton kid, he shot 95. No one else is even close to like or above 50. It's crazy. It's Blake's just the ultimate green light, I guess, is what they're running out there. You know, I mean, they, like I said, they beat Louisville, but then they kind of weighed down and folded pretty hard for North Carolina. Played Syracuse pretty tough up there, took an L there. So I think they're going to be kind of looking at this as an opportunity to kind of get back right. They got Duke coming to town. You know, there's going to be a lot of students should be back the for zoo, that one, yeah, right?
Like be crazy.
It's going to be kind of vintage ACC basketball, I guess, if you want to kind of say that. Just going to have those guys ready. It's going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough, especially what I saw after this. Now, this could be a wake-up call for us, I guess. Sure, right? You go back, you have a good week of practice, or not a week, you get a day or two of practice and try to turn around and figure this thing out. But after that Notre Dame game, I mean, you know, I was already a little nervous about this heading in. Where are you at? KenPom predicts a 4-point Duke win as of right now. So he's thinking it's going to be pretty close to where are you at with this?
I don't know if I would go with a 4-point Duke win. I would just take a Duke win at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'll put you on the spot. Do you think Duke does win? You picking them to win? It's hard to do a recording right after, you know, a pretty shaky game. But
yeah, I mean, we haven't had a great road record, and that place is going to be rock. Pitt's going to be hungry. I don't think I would take us to win this one.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough.
I hate to say that, but I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming we'd fly back out tonight, get back to Durham, have Sunday home, Monday. Maybe they probably fly out Monday night and get up to Pittsburgh. Short turnaround, you know, and maybe that's what you need too. Like maybe that's good after a kind of sluggish kind of game of like, man, let's just get back out there. Like for a guy like Flip, for a guy like Tyrese, it's like, man, I just want to play. Like, let me just keep playing, right? Play through this stuff. And if you're Mark, I'm sure he wants to keep playing, right? Like, he's like, yo, like, I'm feeling it. Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know what I'm getting from Jeremy every night. Mark's been a plus these last two games. Hopefully he keeps that up, especially if we need him guarding Henson, you know, have a big game.
He almost is going to have to guard Henson, right? Yeah, like, I think he has to be out there guarding Henson. Especially if the Diaz Graham is going to play significant minutes, I think that's a fine matchup for Flip.
I mean, who else? I mean, TJ Power.
It has to. It's Mark and Mark alone.
Yeah.
Right. Like the only other option that I think I would be pretty cool with would be, and this is going to sound crazy, but Blake's. Like when we run our four guards or we go a little bit smaller, because if Henson's going to shoot that many threes, that tells me he's out there on the perimeter a lot. Throw a quick kind of spazzy guard on him. It's like, dude, if you put this on the ground, I'm coming for it. Like, you can sit out here and shoot your threes.
If you get a guard on him that he thinks he can...
Go ahead and go down in the post, bro. And take a tough fade around. And if you make it, whatever, we're making you work. We're not just going to let you sit out here and bomb threes. Because that's how it can get ugly. You know, they're going to take a bunch. And if we're able to rebound...
He hits four. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's going to shoot anywhere from 8 to 12, maybe. You know, so...
I just have a feeling where... Scoring in the paint is going to be tough. They got some long, lengthy guys that'll be down there. We didn't do a good job of that tonight. So, and against, you know, not great shot blockers. So,
a team where I thought that Flip should be able to kind of have his way and did not have his way at all. And I think we've talked about this in our ACC preview and just throughout. I think it was you that we were both kind of pretty big fans of the Carlton Carrington kid that they have, that freshman up there, dude. He's been good. And I like the way he plays, to use our word verve, right? The kid just kind of has a little bit in him. That's going to be a big matchup. He's a big guard. He's 6'5". I love the idea of him and Proctor kind of matching up and just kind of seeing what that does.
Foster too.
Yeah. Yeah. Caleb could do it as well. So, you know, I think I don't want to be too Debbie Downer. I would take a Duke win. You know, I would pick Duke to win, but four seems about, I wouldn't feel anything better, like more comfortable than that. And I'm kind of like you. Like, I think it's going to be really close. You know, I guess the X factor for this is going to be 3-point shooting, right? Like, if they're going to take and make a lot, then what are we doing? You know, because we've kind of been a team, and we even saw it in the Syracuse game. we made eight straight, nine straight, but we can miss 9 or 10 or 12 in a row too. So, you know, that's going
to
be
one thing. I know this is crazy to think about, and maybe this is way too in depth, but so we're playing at Pitt, who's a Nike school as well. So we're playing that Nike ball. Like tonight, I was thinking about it. We're playing at Notre Dame. We're playing with a different ball than what we're used to playing with. Like we're playing home, we play with a Nike ball. And I don't know, maybe it's just me being a shooter. Sometimes I cared about what ball we played with.
Sure. So yeah. Feel, touch, right? Like all that. Yeah. Maybe Mark's an Adidas kid, you know, I don't know. get him an Adidas ball if that's what it takes. But yeah, that's a fair point. So, you know, we got that coming up on Tuesday. I don't know off the top of my head. Do you know what time that game tips?
Sure, I hope a 7 game.
Oh, it's a 9. It's a 9 p.m. It's going to be a little bit of a late one on that. So, yeah, I don't know, man. You know, I don't, like I said, I don't want to be too down and too reactionary after a 1 game, but I also don't think it's, like, I don't like just sweeping everything. I'm like, oh, it's just a tough road game. It's just a da-da-da-da. Or, you know, this is the same team that beat Tony Bennett. It's like, yeah, but Tony Bennett's been ass this year, right? Like, I don't, what does that mean, you know? I don't know, you know. And Tony Bennett just turned around and got pieced up by State today, too. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see, right? We'll give it a we'll see. Anything else you want to hit on about either Notre Dame or Pittsburgh or any of that good stuff before we get out of here?
Man, I really got nothing. I just hope we share the ball a little bit better, you know, take care of it a little bit better, rebound it a little bit better, maybe even shoot it just a little bit better at Pitt and come away with a W. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I'll take that too. And I'll give another big shout out to Mark, man. Like that's, you know, that had to have been like just on his back, right? In his head. He gets the questions about it after every game. And now he has to go answer questions about what's it feel like to make a two, you know, to make a three or whatever, right? He's been making shots his whole life, you know, like it's a slump. The mechanics are what they are, but he's still been making them, you know, all his life, probably except for this 2 month stretch or whatever it's been. So it was nice to see him kind of get that off. And again, to me, it's just the rebounding, dude. I don't care. Like 23 points is nice. And if you're just dunking and they're just letting you have the rim, then go get it. But if he can give us
how many
like
dunks has he had over the last two games, I mean,
dude, he's taking something personal.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like he's taking something personal. It's a little bit unfortunate that the rest of the team isn't like kind of like elevated with him, you know, like we had been playing really good. Mark's played great and it's kind of taken some other guys that they've kind of hit their wall or hit their slumps or whatever. I guess, you know, we'll continue to track that. But before I get out of here, we've talked about it. We mentioned it. Tuesday going into Pitt, you starting Proctor or are you sticking with Foster?
Probably sticking with Foster one more game. I mean, you said it yourself. Proctor didn't really show us a whole lot tonight of why he deserves to have knocked Foster out of that spot.
Yeah, and then if you can – you finish this Pitt game and then you do have a couple days back where you get to come home, you play Georgia Tech again. So that's going to be a revenge factor there. And then oddly enough, this is super weird. You have a week break and then you play Pittsburgh again. So we're about to get real familiar with these guys, you know, so whether that be good, bad or indifferent, I guess we'll figure it out here. But, you know, at the end of the day, got another dub or that books us at what 2-2 or 2-1 in the 2-1 ACC, I believe. So, you know, I think that was our sixth straight win, maybe starting to get some momentum, you know, whatever it takes at this point, just win, right? Just win. But all right, man, let's get out of here. Just wanted to go ahead and do a quick one right quick before, so we could get this up. We'll probably come back, maybe after the Pittsburgh, probably right after the Pittsburgh game. If we win, if not, maybe we'll do it on a Wednesday. So we're not just doing back-to-back Debbie Downer pods here. No, we'll stay tuned with that, but you know, in the meantime, you know, rate, review, subscribe. You can find us in all the usual and for some of y'all, the unusual places. You can find us on the boards at thedevilsden.com. You can find us on X/Twitter at devilsdenpod247. Check out the YouTube channel, thedevilsden.com over there. And, you know, take a page out of Mark's book tonight and keep the faces strong and the verve high. Go Duke. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.